I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Christmas church services are a staple for Christians around the world today, but would you still go to the Christmas service at your church if it meant risking your life, the lives of your loved ones, the lives of your kids? For many believers in the Middle East and North Africa, that risk during Christmas time is very real. Tom Doyle with Uncharted Ministries.
These are hot times for believers that live in a context of being surrounded by Muslims that are not open to their faith and probably don't want them expressing their joy and happiness during this time.
However, Doyle says Christians in the MENA region are willing to boldly stand for Jesus and share the purpose of his birth and sacrifice, even if it means losing their life. Please pray for persecuted believers this Christmas to sense the comfort of Christ. And the idea of baby Jesus in a forlorn stable showcases his humble beginning. But is that image correct? Haitham Diak, tour guide program coordinator at Bethlehem Bible College, says things were probably a little different than what many imagine. Luke likely is referring to a guest room in a home.
So once they came there, they went up to the upper room, to the upper floor. And indeed, that room was full because everybody's coming to Bethlehem, especially those that are related to the tribe of Judea, and they couldn't find any room for them.
This would have forced Mary and Joseph to the first floor of the house where the kitchen, the animals, and the working spaces were. They weren't off in a lonely stable, but Jesus' birth was still lowly. This year, Bethlehem Bible College invites you to dig deeper into the Christmas story with fresh eyes. Learn more at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. On behalf of the entire team, I'm Dodd Morris. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from Mission Network News.